Jiang Yu, Congress should only decide elections if serious proof of wide-scale voter fraud. By Robert Krajicek on December 14, 2020. Congress should only decide the presidential election if there is evidence of wide-scale voter fraud, determined Jiang Yu, professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley, visiting scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution, and author of Defender-in-Chief, Donald Trump's Fight for Presidential Power. Offering his analysis on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Joe Polak. Polak asked about the Supreme Court's denial of Texas's request for permission to file a lawsuit against Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin challenging the four states' various election law changes in 2020. Yu replied, "I don't blame Trump supporters for wondering what is going on. But I think the Supreme Court is the wrong venue, and let me explain why. In this last case where Texas sued the battleground states, the court wasn't denying the case because Texas lacks legitimate objections. What they did is determine that the Supreme Court and the federal courts aren't the place to resolve these kinds of disputes." Yu continued, "And I think there's two reasons. One is a state can't just go suing other states because they don't like the way they run their elections. Conservatives, like me, generally believe in federalism. Generally, states should run their own electoral systems. States decide who their presidential electors are going to be. If we opened up the door to states being able to sue each other because they don't like the way that they run things, then you're going to have states like California is suing every conservative state about the way they run elections, the way they draw their districts. They might say, 'We don't like the fact that you have voter ID,' and on and on and on." The court didn't want to open up that Pandora's box, you stated. Listen. You went on, "The second thing is, people who are supporting Trump shouldn't take this as a rejection of their claims. The other thing the court is really saying here is that there is another way to address wide-scale voter fraud, corruption, etc. It's just not through the court system. It's through the system the Constitution sets out, which is a political answer. I don't mean Democrat-Republican politics," clarified Yu. "I just mean political, and that it's not a legal answer. The political answer is the electoral votes get sent to Washington, D.C. The vice president opens the votes in the presence of the House and the Senate. And if, say, people in Texas want to object to the way electoral votes were counted in some of the other states, their members of the House and Senate have the ability at that point to make their objections." You recalled, "As far as I know, it's been a very long time. I don't think until the election of 1876. You have to go back that far. Has Congress really intervened at that point? There have been small objections here and there, but none of them have ever succeeded. But the Supreme Court is saying the Constitution sets out a path to make these kinds of concerns known in the way elections are run in different states. But it's not something you're going to bring to the Supreme Court for an answer." Polak remarked, "I still feel a sense of unease about having Congress overturn the Electoral College vote. Do you think it's a realistic path for the Trump campaign to take?" You responded, "There's difference between what the Constitution permits, the rules, and going as far as you can under the rules, and what's a good idea to do in terms of good judgment and prudence. I don't think it's a good idea to use that method unless you really can show with real proof to your members of Congress and your senators that there's really enough fraud in enough places to really change the outcome of the election," you assessed. "They would have to show fraud across multiple counties, multiple states," you said. "They're having trouble showing witnesses. They're having trouble showing proof. I think that's very hard to do." You concluded, "I would say don't use this really last line of defense in the Congress unless it's you really have serious proof. It's such a serious step to go down using this method. I think you really can only do it when you have really serious proof that there was some serious abuse that really dictated change in the election." Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.